The University Tower Chimes bring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. I'm going to wait to see who puts food in their mouth before I call on somebody. To my right, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here and still starving. So
yes.
I'm good.
But you got your Better Made barbecue chips.
Yeah, I got my Better Made and vitamin water. That's my lunch.
You're good. So. Across the table from me, it's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
Excellent. Was it you or was it Dan that brought in the Girl Scout cookies today?
Dan did. Okay. He's the cookie man.
All right. You said you're a thin mint junkie.
Oh, I'm a thin mint junkie, yes.
Now, do you put them in the freezer?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. You have to.
I can't imagine eating those cookies in the dead of summer. That makes no sense whatsoever.
They would melt.
That would be a problem, yeah.
I mean, I've given one of those cookies to my four-year-old before, and it's like 50% of it gets in his mouth, and the other is all around his face, and it's a very sticky situation.
Well, if they're frozen, he can just gum them for a while.
It's an emollient. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a facial scrub.
In a milk. Oh, my gosh. Professor Joe Abbasett is here. Joe, what's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
The green one or the red one? Or the purple
what?
One?
That breaks it down.
Oh, the box.
That breaks it down.
Oh, yeah, the peanut butter ones are red.
Yeah, tagalongs.
Yeah, tagalongs.
Those are my favorite. How do you know all these names?
A giant box of Girl Scout cookies was delivered to my home. I have three sons, so I don't get them unless someone stops by and says, hey,
gotcha.
You know, $46 worth of cookies.
Ouch.
I'm like, jeez.
Stick them in the freezer.
We had a former dean actually here who told me one time that she was a chocoholic, and she would buy all of these chocolate bunnies and crosses and things and put them on her dresser so that she looked at them all during Lent. And then at Easter, you know, coming home from the Easter vigil service, she would sit on the floor and eat all that chocolate. I don't know how it didn't kill her. You know, I mean, abstaining from all that time and then having all of that
like
caffeine and theophylline going into your
sugar
system
rush.
At once. There are some serious stimulant
issues.
Drugs in there.
I mean, I admire the wherewithal, but yeah, the horror of that evening would be with you forever.
Yeah, I was expecting her to die some Easter morning.
Yeah, yeah, and the coroner stops by and takes a look at what happened here, you know, I mean, ooh.
So, Joe, you actually had a lead on a news story just coming into our studios here today of a famous Detroiter who's passed.
Yeah, George the Animal Steel passed away today.
Unbelievable.
How old?
Not very old, 79.
That's not old.
That's not old at all.
A couple too many chairs to the head.
I mean,
that's all.
You know, 70 is the new 40.
But for a wrestler, 79 is like 130.
Yeah, that's ancient. Yeah, that's seriously ancient. So
very old.
He's up in heaven tearing the turnbuckles apart right about now. That's all. So. That was the shtick. You do know that, right? Yeah.
Throwing chairs.
No, he used to chew on the turnbuckles. You know, like
he's an animal, man. Yeah.
Chew
he's
on
an
them. Yeah. Oh, okay. That was his animal shtick.
Well, that amongst his hairy back and hair everywhere else.
Oh, please. Okay.
What did you call him? A walking carpet?
Yeah, walking shag carpet.
Yeah, shag carpet. Perfect. Very, very sad to hear. 2017 claims another celebrity. Continuing all the way around the table, the man who brought in the shortbread cookies. And the shortbread cookies are...
Our hero.
Trefoils.
Trefoils?
Yes. Trefoils. It's Professor Dan Maggio.
Hello, Matt.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great today.
Professor Chow is... oh, my.
I'm just showing pictures.
We're looking
George
at a picture of the deceased.
Wow. Oh, that's what you did on your Facebook.
Yeah, that's why I put my Facebook.
It's a wonderful, wonderful picture.
That's a great picture. I love that picture.
Dave is apparently...
That's a lot of hair follicles.
Yes.
Have you had the steel son in your class?
No.
Okay.
No, he's a different department.
Okay. But he does attend a local institution.
Yes.
I got it. Who was your favorite wrestler growing up, Professor Maggio?
What? What? You didn't watch wrestling?
Were you a Hulk Hogan guy or what?
No, I think my dad took us to a wrestling match once. Who's Andre the Giant?
Oh, yeah.
I saw him in person.
Really?
He's one of like the most famous wrestler
ever. They're actually making a biography on him.
My nephew was a big wrestling fan, and I never watched it. And I think Hulk Hogan was his favorite, but until he was about five, it was Hunk Hogan. And he would correct you if you said Hulk, you know.
Well, folks, this is a program. We can send us questions regarding anything. I'm sensing a WWE set of questions coming soon. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. If you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at unimercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. We had one more question to go. It's wonderful to hear from people who saw our bit on Under the Radar Michigan a number of weeks ago, which has essentially aired multiple times since then. And every time I get a little boost in the Ask the Professor email box from people who are rediscovering us, just like Mary Carter of Redford, Michigan, with one question to go here. Can Lake Superior agates, remember these questions were about gemstones, be found anywhere else other than the state of Michigan?
Yeah, Wisconsin.
Well, Wisconsin.
That's a reasonable guess.
Minnesota.
Canada.
Yeah.
Wisconsin and Minnesota, it says, is the official state gem of Minnesota. Where the official state gem of Michigan is obviously Petoskey Stones. All right. I think it was great, Joe, that you brought up about George the Animal Steel, because we have a wonderful set of questions here sent in by our old friend, Amy Dixon. Dear Matt and professors, thanks for using my questions in the past. I've endeavored to come up with an even more challenging series of questions for your group this time around. The following 20 questions will consist of four clues leading up to the identity of a famous Detroiter. I had a great time coming up with these questions, and I hope they'll be well received on the show. Best wishes, Amy Dixon. A Detroit Who Am I quiz. All right, here we go. I was born in Melville, Saskatchewan, 1918.
Bill Gatsby.
I have a grandson that played goalie for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh.
My hockey playing career ended with the Blackhawks in 1954. I became a color commentator for the Detroit Red Wings in the 1980s.
Sid Abel.
Sid Abel is who it was. Our hockey, Tim Hortons, and all things Canadian ringer, Professor Dave Chow comes.
Brent Johnson was his, was the relative that played
for
St.
Louis. Oh, okay. Yeah. The one that played for Pittsburgh?
He started in St. Louis.
Okay.
Because I remember Detroit was his first game. He played against Detroit.
Okay.
We shelled him.
So. How do you remember this?
I don't know. I don't want to know. It's like, if I find out, I'm in trouble.
If I know
he's
anything.
A Canadian hockey
it's
is
like
in
looking,
his blood.
It's like looking into the magic bag. You never want to look in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay.
Oh, like Felix the Cat? The wonderful, wonderful
Felix
cat?
Felix the Cat. The wonderful, wonderful cat.
Also, I'm thinking every time I see this wonderful graphic, which I don't know if we've ever described on air, Dave, that you drew of Kathy Bush and Ed DeWitt having a glass of wine up in heaven, that she's probably pretty cheesed about how well the Wings are doing right now. So let's remember days that the Wings shelled somebody, shall we? We're going to be sellers. That's all I'm going to say. Speaking of rebuilding, I'm a graduate of Mumford High School.
That's about everybody.
My son married Bill Ford's daughter. I was a part of Detroit's longest-running TV anchor team, having started in 1978.
Bill Bond?
Diana Lewis?
No, just retired. Just
Carmen Harlan.
Yes.
Wait, her daughter married Bill.
Her son married Bill Ford's daughter.
I did not know that.
It's like a Firestone Ford wedding.
I mean, that's like a corporate merger.
I miss
right
her.
There.
She yeah,
was great.
She'll be back doing
the parade.
She'll do the parade and stuff like that. But she was just a reassuring presence.
She was classy.
Yes, totally classy. I once emceed a Beatles concert in Cincinnati. My radio career started out at Buffalo's WWOL, and the station mandated my DJ name be Guy King. I was inducted in the Radio Hall of Fame in 2004.
Michael Jason?
Oh, good guess.
Not yet, at least, right? Not yet.
I have a daughter who is a local Detroit media celebrity. My favorite person to listen to on the radio. It's been a long time.
Yeah, Dick Purton.
Dick Purton. The longest time I couldn't understand why this one goofy character called into the show, because my parents listened to it all the time, and called him Paul. Until one day he said, well, Paul is actually my first name. My middle name is Richard. And so Dick just caught on, and he told the story about how the station told him, we're just going to call you Guy King because your name stinks. Paul Purton. We don't like the alliteration. Isn't that funny?
Oh, wow.
Imagine, like, oh, Professor
He managed
Tubbs.
Plenty of popularity with Dick Purton around here.
quite well, right?
I interned with Dick Purton when I was 18 years old.
Oh, my gosh. 18,
wow.
Michael?
Wow.
I was a senior in high school, interning in the newsroom.
Okay, so now where was he at that time?
WXYZ.
WXYZ.
70.
Awesome.
AM, I'm assuming, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I portrayed the monster in an episode of the Monkees TV show entitled, I Was a Teenage Monster. My autobiography was entitled Making It Big in the Movies. Emphasis on the big. I was originally cast in the lead role for the Incredible Hulk TV show.
Oh, the guy who played Jaws.
My two most famous roles were opposite Roger Moore.
Wait, yeah. The guy who played in Jaws?
No, the guy who played Jaws in the James Bond.
Oh, that guy.
What was his name?
I don't know. What was his name?
First name, same as Dick Burton's middle name. Richard.
Yeah, Richard.
Richard Kiel.
Kiel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I had the Richard.
Pretty good. I was born in Kosigen, Germany in 1859.
Jim vacations there regularly.
No?
I learned my craft in Detroit, but moved to Chicago with my brother, Gottfried.
That's not Lloyd Wright, is it?
No.
No.
I died in my sleep, 11 of March, 1955. A very unique fleet of automobiles bears my name to this very day.
Cadillac?
No.
Chrysler?
Mm-mm. It is not a car manufacturer.
Oh.
It is a sausage maker.
Cool.
Oscar Myers?
Oscar Myers is who it is.
Oh, the Wienermobile you're referring to. Oh, okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
I was thinking of a car label. I mean, as much as other people claim, of course, New York and out east, like the sausage capital, we got a lot of hot dog people around here. Kowalski, ballpark. Dearborn, ballpark, yeah.
Is it Kugel?
Yeah, Kegel.
Kegel?
Yeah, and then what's that other one? The Hebrew National brand.
Hebrew National. Around here?
His son actually worked at Donor Advertising for the longest time.
Oh, what do you know? This is a nice little piece of trivia. I remember hearing this a few years ago. I held license number 001 with the Michigan Board of Pharmacy.
Okay, so it's a pharmacist?
I was a member of the Detroit City Council for over 25 years. I died in Grosse Isle, was buried at Woodmere Cemetery in southwest Detroit.
Yep.
The state of Michigan... And I believe what's being referred to is Michiganders purchase over 80% of my most famous product.
Oh, was that Verner's?
Jimmy Verner,
Senior.
He was a pharmacist?
He was a pharmacist.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Coca-Cola started in a pharmacy,
too. Okay, right.
I believe, as the popular logic goes, Jimmy Verner's made his famous concoction and then got drafted to the Civil War. He left for 4 years, and when he came back, it tasted great. Which is why, to this day, we say barrel-aged 4 years, as in F-O-R, but the way he originally advertised it was for four years.
All we need is another Civil War, and then afterwards...
which could happen.
Yep, that's true.
We're on track.
Uh-huh.
All right. My father was a Minnesota congressman from 1907 to 1917. My mother taught chemistry at Cass Tech.
What's going to go Romney?
I was going to go Romney, too.
Yeah.
I worked as a wing walker, parachutist, and first lieutenant of the National Guard. I was Time Magazine's Man of the Year, 1928. That's kind of a giveaway.
Lindbergh.
It was Charles Lindbergh, yes. He was a wing walker? Like, that's something you put on your resume. Like,
actually, I heard that's actually coming back. don't laugh.
I'm sorry. I just...
Well, there's actually...
they don't have to worry about me applying.
Yeah, so. It's not coming back for me.
Time Magazine's Man of the Year, 1928. What great company. Wasn't it 29 when they picked Hitler? I mean, pick me up here. Was it early 30s when they...
33, yeah, he was elected.
Yeah, was
close
enough.
Or he rose to power.
Born in Detroit, and I attended North Farmington High School and OCC. That's Oakland Community College, for those of you out of town.
So did I.
I was a recruit of famed director and producer Gary Marshall. During the late 80s, one of my co-stars was stalked and killed... by an obsessed fan.
That's Pam.
Pam Dauber.
Pam Dauber.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
My most famous my TV Sam. Role.
That, me no, starring... it was her daughter in the show, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
Had me starring opposite the famous comedian who attended Detroit Country Day.
Robin Williams.
Yep.
Who's the one that got killed, though? What was her name?
It was the daughter in the show, right?
Yeah.
Right.
What was her...
Well, we need our crack research team to get on this. Hopefully, Michael interned with somebody who remembers... your work that you did with Mork and Mindy, right, Michael?
He was Jonathan Winter's stand-in, that's all.
Right, right. Oh, my God. they had like a barrel of whiskey with a little ball on top
of it. Barrel burners.
I was born in Grosse Pointe, 1955, and graduated from the University of Montana, of all places, with a degree in music. One of my more famous roles is that of Professor Nathaniel Burke.
Who's Nathaniel?
By the way, he still plays this role. I will be playing Police Commissioner James Gordon in the upcoming Justice League movies.
Not Gary Oldman.
Nope. I won an Oscar for my role in a movie called Whiplash.
That's the next one.
We're almost there.
Not J.K. Rowling, but
J.K.
J.K.
Is that the bald guy?
Simmons.
Great voice.
He's a State Farm guy.
Yeah, well, that's Farmers.
Okay. Farmers Insurance. Yeah, it happened February 15th, 2016.
Exactly.
We insured him.
He won an Oscar for that?
Yeah. Yeah, he won the Best Ask. Yeah. Joe, you said it was great. Can you explain why?
Yeah, reminded me of my own teaching style.
Remind me never to take your
beat people up and throw things at people.
No, it's just it's an excellent film. I don't want to ruin it for the listeners, but
it's a teacher student sort of thing.
Yeah,
right?
It's a teacher student
band
film
music
about a student who thinks he's all that and then kind of comes to terms with reality.
Comes to grips with it. Okay.
What he still needs to learn.
Still needs to learn. Yeah. Teacher's a little overbearing though. Just a bit.
I was a B-24 bomber pilot shot down over Germany. Spent 18 months as a POW before being rescued by Russians.
Not John McCain.
I graduated Wayne State University. I started my broadcast career at WWJ 1947. Ooh. I appeared on the Lone Ranger and Green Hornet radio shows. Had my own TV show in 1962, which coincided, just so happens, with the opening of the Detroit Zoo.
I was thinking Bill...
I grew up with this gentleman doing the weather for me on Channel 50.
Oh. Sonny Elliott.
Sonny Elliott.
At the zoo with Joe Mendy.
Joe Mendy, the chimpanzee that they trained to act like a human.
Oh, dear Lord.
Wow.
We're actually old enough to remember when they actually had animal acts at the zoo.
That was bad stuff. And the Detroit Zoo, sadly, had the two marks in history, right? The first zoo, basically, major zoo that didn't have bars.
Mm-hmm.
They just had little moats and rocks. And the most number of trained animal shows of any zoo at during that era, which have all gone now.
I remember seeing those things. Remember that, was it like the band shell or the clam shell, whatever?
Oh, my gosh.
Sitting up there and watching them, watch the chimpanzee ride the bike on the...
Right. That's disturbing.
That was awkward.
My parents were from Montetelepre, Italy. I had a role of a mad bomber in the movie Airplane 2.
Airplane 2? Who watched that movie?
I'm also godfather to Red Hot Chili Peppers member Anthony Kiedis. My last performance with my more famous duet partner was on David Letterman, 13 of November 1987.
Okay, so somebody who's Italian.
It's a start.
Okay.
He passed away in an extremely tragic skiing accident.
Sonny Bono.
Sonny Bono is who it is, yes.
Oh, I forgot. He was
Native Detroiter,
that's right.
Sonny Bono.
So he appeared on Letterman, what year, with Cher?
87. That was the last time he performed with Cher. Yep.
Because I remember, didn't she have like a really tough time at his funeral, if I remember?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, she read the eulogy, right?
That is exactly right. Our crack research team is printing off some information for us about double horror for devastated Mindy Pam Dauber. Let's see. When she learned of Robin's death, his beloved TV Mindy, Pam issued a statement. I am completely and totally devastated. What more can be said? So this is Pam Dauber remarking in 2014 at the death of Robin Williams.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a little too recent, I'm afraid.
No, what was the show? Was it My Sister Sam?
Oh, I'm sorry, because it does mention it. It was My Sister Sam. Yeah, it was mere weeks ago, the anniversary of the vicious murder of her My Sister Sam co-star, Rebecca Schaefer, her name.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was actually, that's incredible. Basically, on the 25th anniversary of that murder is when Robin Williams passed. So that is not good for the mental health of Pam Dauber, who I believe is still alive.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she married Mark Harmon.
No, that's right. That's right. Wow. Crack research team comes through in the clutch. I played baseball while attending Michigan State University, where I got my communications degree. Governor Jennifer Granholm named 3 October 2009 as a day in my honor.
Mark Mulder?
No. I've done broadcast work for Detroit Mercy's men's basketball.
Oh, Dick Vitale. Dickerson.
Not there yet.
No, it can't be Dick Vitale.
I succeeded Van Patrick as the sports director at WJBK. I'm never going to forget this guy because I always thought he was cool.
Wait, he
did
a
lot
player?
Of Wings coverage back in the late middle 90s, late
Not
90s.
Not Bruce Martin.
Nope.
Who else did Red Wings back then? I'm trying to remember. Because I always remember like,
Ray Label.
Ray Lane. Is
oh, okay.
Was.
All right. He was the guy back in the booth. Okay, gotcha.
Is he still with us?
I want to say he's still around. Yeah. I don't think he's passed.
Wait, what was the first clue you gave?
Baseball. I played baseball at State and got my communications degree there.
But did you give the year?
It doesn't say.
Oh.
No, his Ray Lane day was October 3rd, 2009.
Ray Lane must have graduated in the 40s or 50s.
But it's at least, right? Yeah. That would make sense.
He was pretty smooth. I mean, he did just about every other broadcast for Channel 50 back in the day.
I just remember at the first Wings Cup, so that would have been 97 mm-hmm. in the modern dynasty mm-hmm. era. He was interviewing in the locker room, being booze-soaked as they're throwing the champagne everywhere. He was interviewing Chris Osgood. Osgood is drunk out of his mind, but basically physically capable of doing the interview. And he says, Ray, I'm going to call you the Razor for the rest of this interview. And he's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What do you, how do you feel? Well, Razor. Oh, it just sounded so good coming out of that Canadian accent. I cracked up. I've never forgotten that for some reason. I was flying high when I saw them win that game, too. I was born in Detroit in 1881. My father made his fortune in lumber and mineral rights via Lake Superior.
David Whitney?
Nope. Oh. That's a great guess, though. That is a great guess. I initially made my fortune shipping lumber from the Pacific Northwest to the East Coast via the newly opened Panama Canal. I survived the sinking of the Titanic. This is the greatest question ever. Is it that most interesting man in the world from the commercial?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Wow. In 1916, I went into business with George Conrad Westerbelt, and I built airplanes. What a wonderful piece of trivia. Don't think too hard.
Oh, he was a Detroiter?
Yeah.
Boeing?
Boeing. It was Will Boeing.
He was on the Titanic?
He was on the Titanic. That's what it says. That's incredible. That's incredible.
Wow.
Wow. That is some life well lived.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Crap. You know, I'm going to get a text from my wife when I leave the show today. Pick up some eggs. Sort of like, you know, this guy survived the sinking of the Titanic. We'll think about that while we take a break. And we're back. These are pretty killer questions, Amy, and we're having a lot of fun with these. Anytime you want to do this, especially when there's the local edge, we love those kind of questions.
No, we want to know who survived the Titanic now. That's all.
I'm looking at all the pins in our map that are not from the great state of Michigan, and they are doing some serious studying for people, famous people from Detroit.
Yeah.
I was born in Detroit in 1922, graduated Wayne State University School of Law in 1949. I took over the family business in 1957. Along with Detroit Lions great Joe Schmidt, I wanted to buy an NFL franchise in Tampa Bay in 1974.
Al Taubman?
Nope. I'm the only sports franchise owner to have won an NBA championship and an NHL championship
Bill Davidson.
Yep. I believe he ended up, well, the Lightning is what he ended
Tampa
up owning,
Tampa Bay Lightning
right?
and...
Pistons.
The Pistons.
Yeah, that's right.
Los
and the
Pistons.
Shock.
And the Shock, while they were here.
And the Shock, too. Yeah.
Very, very successful women's basketball franchise, by the way. Yeah. Somehow is not around anymore. Very
moved
sad.
To Tulsa,
which is a shame.
I was born in 1964 and attended Parsons New School of Design in New York City. You guys have like a big rivalry with them?
No, no. Yeah, we just beat them in football. That's awesome.
Oh, football. Yeah, football.
Right.
Through the urging of supermodels Naomi Campbell, Christy Turlington, and Linda Evangelista, I had my first runway show in 1991.
Oh, not Vera Wang. Anna Sue.
Anna Sue is what it says here. Mick Jagger appeared on Saturday Night Live in one of my suits. I was voted one of the top five fashion icons by Time. Anna Sue is who it is.
Yes, we've been trying to get her to curate an alumni show.
So, very cool.
Yeah, she still has Detroit ties.
All right, very cool. I provided the seed money for the Third National Bank of Detroit and a car company which bears my family name.
Chrysler, Chevrolet, Cadillac.
Ford, Dodge.
My niece ended up marrying Edsel. There's only one Edsel.
Edsel Ford.
Ford Edsel.
While engaged to
Firestone.
Ida Caroline Schmidt. I never married.
Oh.
Ooh.
My family's clothing business started out inside the Detroit Opera House.
Family clothier? Business.
The only clue I can give you is this. We have a box in the Mayo family that is from this person's store.
And Hudson.
Yes.
J.L. Hudson.
We pass it around
Got several.
Every Christmas. And you have to keep those boxes and keep wrapping up presents in them to keep using them.
Green and white.
Green and white.
I still have my Hudson's charge plate. That was the first charge card I ever got.
Oh, my gosh. That's
I think it was like 15 or 16 I applied for a charge card.
Incredible.
$40 on the credit. I couldn't have
I knew somebody that would order thread from Hudson's department store, and they would deliver it to her house.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
I remember going downtown.
Yeah, back in the day.
To show the difference in the age, since my wife is the youngest in her family and I'm the oldest in mine, in that generation, my grandmothers-in-law, when I knew them, they've since passed, they talked about going down to JL's, by the way, is what they would say.
Next to the current clock.
And they would go and they would just point at things. And then they would take the streetcar back home, and then they would be on their front porch when they got back home.
The streetcar.
I mean, if I'm talking to someone that this actually happened to, I feel like I'm living in a time machine.
What are you, Andy Rooney? I mean, what are you?
Just incredible.
But I remember the Maurice salad and the popovers that they would have in the restaurant.
Absolutely.
Very good.
My original surname, last name, was Brotsberg. I was close friends with Glenn Miller, and my son led the Glenn Miller Orchestra after Glenn Miller passed away. Picture of my first wife, Eileen Detchen, appeared regularly on a desk of a character I portrayed. I lent my voice to an episode of The Simpsons where I reprised an earlier famous TV role of a police officer in search of Homer's mother who had become a fugitive.
Oh, what was the name again? Brotsberg?
Brotsberg was Brotsberg. His original
his
last name.
His wife's picture would be on the desk of the character that he played.
It's not, a TV show we talk about Dragnet? A lot. It's Well, it's Dragnet is the connection, but the TV show where he had his wife's
Joe
picture
Friday,
was MASH.
Mm. Oh,
Colonel Potter?
Harry Morgan.
Harry Morgan. Yeah. Harry Morgan is a Detroiter, absolutely.
He just passed away.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Fairly recently.
Yeah, he was older than George the Animal Steel.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of famous people from the news in the last week, we're going to see a lot more of this person. I was born in 1954 in Monroe, Michigan. Okay. I've been married 4 times. Most notably, my second marriage was to a famous musician. I illustrated the famous musician's album cover for River of Dreams. I was given an unprecedented 25-year contract with CoverGirl.
It's Billy Joel's first wife.
That's right.
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah. Oh. She's appearing with her 2 daughters in the SI swimsuit
issue. That's right.
Huh. And let me tell you, I want to say, okay, so I guess we could do the math, huh? 1954. Christy looks
pretty darn toasty.
She looks great.
Yeah, she looks better than her 2 daughters.
She sort of does.
She's a year younger than I am.
It's a perfect cutoff time for us to have to say goodbye, Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Abbasid.
Take care.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
And now these words from the University of Detroit Mercy.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.